Hometown Morning Show rolls on. It is Tuesday, and the show brought to us by our friends at Bluegrass Lumber and Hardware. From Rough River Dam State Resort Park, our friend Patty Owen in the house, because you all are busy. There's always something going on with our state parks. I've got a wad of flyers here. Now, you and I have talked about this before. People say there's nothing to do around here. Well, contrary, friends, because I've got a stack of things for you to do.
Yes, and a lot of it is free.
Absolutely. So what's going on at Rough River Dam State Resort Park?
Well, as we all know, it's been big in the news, and everybody's been talking about it, and seems like every single state park from us west are talking about the solar eclipse that's going to occur April the 8th. Well, to prepare everybody so you understand more about why it occurs, how often they occur, because it happens at least once a year. I think every 18 months. I take that back. So it's like a year and a half. But there's always an eclipse somewhere in the world, depending on how the rotation goes. And there's a lot more to it than that. I'm not a scientist or a physics teacher. But Max Hain, who is one of the instructors at Western Kentucky University, will be visiting the park with some of the students out of the physics department. And they know everything there is to know about the planet system, about Earth, and how everything occurs. And they're going to do a presentation. They're bringing solar telescopes. Yeah, I had to find my word there for a minute. Solar telescopes, so that if the weather's beautiful like this morning, it's nice and clear, we'll be able to view the daytime sky safely and see what's going on out there.
How cool.
I'm really excited about the fact that we can offer this. It's a free program. Western's coming in, and they're just real excited about it. We have viewing glasses at the park, and just come out and see us. I even have t-shirts in the gift shop that have what a solar eclipse looks like from beginning to end.
I've seen this shirt, and you all want one. Trust me, it's cool.
It is
cool. Y'all done a lot of cool shirts, but this one, top two for me.
Yeah, easy. I got to thank Dawn out at Gentry's. She really helps me come put together some cool things, and so it's a nice collaboration. But you need to check it out. That will start at 1 o'clock. If the weather's beautiful, we will be at the pavilion, which is down by the tennis courts playground area. If it's kind of overcast and rainy, we will be up in the lodge area in the terrace room, which is up just off the lobby area. So rain or shine, this will occur. Please bring your children. You know, we want every age to come. We hope we have a good attendance. I've sent out information to every school in four counties, so I'm hoping we have a good attendance for this. So we're going to learn more about it, and then we're going to have a good time when the eclipse occurs.
Sure.
Hopefully the weather will be nice, so we can all be out and have a party watching the sun become covered up.
Going to this, folks, on the 16th, coming up on Saturday, can make your eclipse day much more enjoyable. If you know what to look for, what you're doing, go by and see Patty, get those glasses, because
you want to be safe. Or I can remember seeing a solar total eclipse as a child, and one of the family members had a welding helmet.
Mm-hmm,
so,
work.
Yep, we all had to take turns, and of course, all the kids were crying because it was our turn. But, yeah, that works. Or you can make a viewing box, and I'm sure that Max and some of the students will also explain how to make a safe viewing box if you want to get crafty and make that. You also do the little pinhole with a piece of paper kind of a thing. So it's really neat, all the different ways you can observe what's happening.
Absolutely. You all are not done on the 16th, though.
No.
The 16th at Rough River Dam State Resort Park is going to be a fun and busy day.
Yes, and we're excited. We are going. Everybody wants to be Irish on St. Patrick's Day. So on the 16th, which is the day actually before, we are having a dinner dance. And Nick Knight, who is now our chef, is preparing several Irish-type dishes.
Great.
And one of them, of course, corned beef and cabbage. There's going to be some kind of an Irish, I think, pork stew. And there's some other things that he's going to have out on the buffet for that evening. I know it's going to be delicious. He's doing a great job. And then All That Band will be performing.
And you said they were so fun.
They are fun. They are a great group, and we always like it when they're at the park. They just, you know, they do a lot of oldies. They do current hits. They're very talented. Several really good vocalists in the group, and it'll be a fun night for everybody. So find something green to wear.
You don't want to get pinched.
No. Nope.
You got to wear your green.
You know, we'll have snacks, and there's a bar that'll be set up. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We do still have tickets. And if you spend the night, you can get a night stay for two, dinner for two, dance tickets for $150 plus taxes.
You cannot go out for that, folks.
And that's seating fantastic. Is limited for the dance. Now, you know, that's not an issue for the dinner, but for the dance, you know, we have limited amount of seats to be safe. We have to follow those fire codes.
Right.
But call today and get your tickets or stop out at the park and pick them up. You know, you can buy tickets for to spend the night, or you can just buy tickets for the dinner and dance. You can call 270-257-2311 and they'll set you up.
That's a fantastic deal.
It is. I mean,
you're going to go spend that on dinner alone somewhere. So
yeah,
why not stay and party and have a
close
good time?
Close by to home. Mm-hmm. It'd be a lot of fun.
And I've been bragging. Last time you were in, I was bragging on your all's new chef. It's fantastic.
Yeah, he's doing a good job. Of course, March is also Easter month this year.
Here we are.
I know it. Friends of Rough River. Well, I don't know what we do without the Friends of Rough River. They are so good about helping do extra things. You know, they do the fireworks, and they also provide some extra things that is just not in our budget.
Right.
And they are hosting a free Easter egg hunt. They call it their Easter extravaganza. Weather permitting, Mr. Easter Bunny will come riding in on his motorcycle. We'll see what happens with that. But there'll be a petting zoo. There's going to be games. We'll have areas of the lawn sectioned off for age groups. So there'll be something for every age child to enjoy.
Some of the kids' favorites on the buffet that day, I see.
Trying to.
Yeah, they'll like that.
Kid friendly. A lot of times they do those little mini-sized corn dogs, which are really good.
I really like those. I haven't outgrown those yet.
Yeah, a lot of the adults like those as well as the kids. So, But it's going to be a fun day. So come out and visit us on the 30th.
Free event.
The Easter extravaganza. Friends of Rough River doing this, and it's a free event. And then, of course, Easter Sunday, we will have our annual buffet. Now, this is a by reservation because our seating is limited.
Sure.
And to keep everybody happy and less confusion, you need to call and make a reservation for Easter Sunday buffet. You can call 270-257-2311 and then hit option 3, and that will connect you directly to the restaurant area, and you can make your reservations. There'll be 3 seatings at noon, at 1:30, and at 3:00.
Great.
So, you know, you can make your selection, what you prefer, and just hope we see a good crowd and everybody come out and have fun. But don't forget about this Saturday, starting at 1:00 with our event that will, it's more of a teaching kind of a class, but I think it'll be really interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, if you're excited about the eclipse coming on the 8th, this coming Saturday is going to give you a huge advantage on how to take advantage of that eclipse day. Because the last one that happened, I was in Nashville. You were in Nashville when you saw one time, you said. I was in Nashville last time. We had a meeting or something, and we went to some friends' houses and watched it, and we had the glasses and stuff, but we didn't, you know, I'd forgotten what I had learned about eclipses in school. It had been a long time. It hadn't been on my mind for a long time.
I think something about this one, it makes it a little more special, and I feel like Max and the students will inform us more, because there's been a lot more talk about this one than I remember at any time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not up on all that. All I do is try to kind of put some of these events together and take care of the gift shop out there. But I'm looking forward to finding out more about what makes this particular event more special than others that we've had in the last several years. So we'll learn more.
Take your kids, folks. They're going to love this.
Yeah.
Speaking of the gift shop, we know you've got the Eclipse glasses. You brought in some coffee today that is absolutely some of the best smelling coffee. This is new to me. Big Turkey Foot Coffee Company out of Owensboro.
Yep.
The Rough River Lake Blend.
It smells.
It's really good.
It's almost a perfume. It's a real musky kind of, I don't know, it's really good. It's a Honduran blend. And I was not aware, but Owensboro has 3 coffee roasters.
Wow.
We've got Milk Coffee that we've been carrying at the park
for five years,
and his product is awesome. And Big Turkey Foot is just, he does a little different twist on how he's doing his roasting his beans. That's another science I don't thoroughly understand, but I enjoy what happens when they do what they do.
You know what's so funny about coffee roasting, though? You would think that a coffee roastery would smell great. No.
It's like a tire shop.
Yeah, it smells like the retread shop. I feel right at home. Yep. It really does.
Yeah.
Now, after it's done, it smells like heaven.
Yeah.
But, whoa, the roasting. We got kind of into some home roasting for a while, and it was not the – I thought it was going to smell like a coffee house. Mm-mm. And instead, it smelled like – smelled like tire shop.
Yeah. But, you know, hey.
But the finished product is unreal.
Yes. So
Patty will tell you, I've been sitting here sniffing this.
I know. I was very excited when I found the Rough River blend. And, of course, like I said, we love the Milk Coffee. And Milk Coffee is offering something new. It's called Cherry Picked. When we were in Hawaii and visited a coffee plantation, they were saying the new thing now is to be making coffee from the cherry part of the bean.
Okay.
You know, it's like a cherry. The coffee bean is like the stone. And somebody experimented and figured that the cover, the cherry part, what made a good cup of coffee. Now, I haven't tried it yet. I don't know what it exactly tastes like, but I do have some bags of the cherry-picked Milk Coffee if you're interested in trying that.
It's got to be good.
Well, I'm sure, I can't imagine, is it going to be milder? Is it going to be sweeter? Is it going to be darker?
We're going to have to find out.
Yeah,
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. But we have a lot of really cool things. I've just been at Kentucky Crafted Market last weekend. Let me tell you, I've got some cool stuff coming in.
I bet.
Need
you always
to check
do.
It out.
Well, Patty, we want to thank you so much for coming in this morning. Got a giveaway. You brought us some goodies. I'm going to figure out how to give it away this morning. And we'll keep talking about your events through the week and wish you all the best. And
keep watching for more stuff, because we are coming up every month. We're going to have something really good to do.
Your all's year is going to be – this is going to be the – I mean, if way to celebrate the 100-year anniversary of Kentucky State Parks.
Yeah.
Way to do it upright. You only have one of those. So there you go. That, you know, celebrate all year. We're going to be talking about it. We'll get you in here just as much as you can get away. We know you're busy stocking the store and making cool stuff happen, but we will run back into you soon as we head into the summer season. I can't believe it.
And right now, dining room open Thursday dinner through Sunday lunch.
Great.
So just kind of, people still get confused. We had somebody fly in yesterday, thought the restaurant was open. Mm. So we had to feed them peanut butter crackers. And, well, hey, we've got the Gone Nuts nut butters from down in Bowling Green.
Those are fantastic.
It's good stuff. And made him some Rough River Blend coffee.
There you go. Go snatch that stuff up, folks. Kentucky proud things. Kentucky-made products, super important. Our state parks, second to none, super important. Patty, thank you again.
Oh, we thank you.
We'll see you soon.